Hi, this is a dictation for patient Nicole Owens, NICOLEOWENS. Date of birth 10/12/95. Date of accident 1/21/2025. Date of service 4/23/2025. Once again, this is Nicole Owens, NICOLEOWENS. Date of birth 10/12/95. Date of accident 1/12/21/2025. Date of service is 4/25/2025. Sorry, 4/23/2025 is the date of service. The patient is being seen today for a new patient visit. She has a chief complaint of having difficulty standing for long periods. He cannot sleep and having severe pain in the back, neck, and nonstop numbness in the hands, pain in buttock area, numbness of the right hand. Patient reports that she was involved in an automobile accident as a work-related, as follows, and that is the alleged to be the cause of her symptoms. History of automobile accident on 1/21/2025 at around 3 p.m. Patient was traveling as a front seat passenger in a bus and around Sterling Heights near 15 Mile and Mound Road. There were three other passengers. None of them went to the emergency room. She was traveling in this bus and was hit by a semi truck at almost 40 to 50 miles an hour. Their bus was traveling at 30 miles. They were going west on 15 Mile, which is also called Maple. An 18-wheeler sideswiped on the right side front of the bus. This impact caused the damage to all the mirrors and shifted the entire bus to the left. Although nothing was broken inside, but the mirror outside was broken, windshield was broken, doors are broken, side of the bus was completely damaged. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger where she was restrained and airbag was not deployed and there was no loss of consciousness. No, it was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance did not come to the scene. And regarding the injury, patient report, there was no direct head trauma. And there was a neck whiplash, but there was no bleeding, no fractures, no laceration. Patient did go to the emergency room for 3 hours to the Beaumont Hospital. And it is called McLaren Hospital in Mount Clemens also. 3 hours she was there for x-rays and everything, and then she was discharged on January 21. After that, she has not seen any doctor except for the consult doctor who are seeing her 2 times per week for the last 3 months. She has done team rehab, physical therapy 3 times per week for 35 visits. Chiropractic treatment, no improvement has been offered yet. Massage has not helped her. MRIs have been done. She has done extensive physical therapy. History of presenting illness, headaches are reported to be present 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on in the front of the head most of the time, moderate to severe, and almost off and on, sensitive to the light and sensitive to the noise. The patient reports of pain in the neck, which is also constant, and lower back pain is also constant. History of TBI, patient reports of the following symptoms. She is having some loss of balance, forgetfulness, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event, sleepwalking, nausea, spots in the vision. She denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium. She denies any seizures, loss of memory, disorientation, confusion. She denies loss of concentration, no incontinence, denies any loss of vision field or blood vision, denies taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. However, the patient does have history of fatigue, lightheadedness, and numbness of the right hand, denies saddle anesthesia, denies any weakness, lethargy. Or difficulty in walking, no incontinence of bowel or urine. Patient has a minimal anxiety, but no depression or panic, and mild sleep disturbance is reported. History of the pain. Patient report that the pain is in the neck to the tune of 10, lower back pain is 10, nonstop, constant, and is described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching. And pain severity is 9 to 10, and ADLs are affected 9. Pain is worsened by walking, bending, and standing, and improved by nothing. And she has a numbness and tingling of the right hand with weakness of the right hand, as well as she dropping the phone and within the place. Note, she also describes shooting pain to the back of both the legs as in the scale of 1 to 10, there are 7, off and on, and sometimes they feel like electricity running, numbness and tingling. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal, personal history, as well as the ADLs. Diagnosis, also please review. Physical examination is a solid 29-year-old African-American female of an average build, nutrition, height 5'6", weight 148, blood pressure 130 over 75, pulse is 67. The patient is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, collinuria. Hydration is good, nourishment is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be anxious or any lethargy. She has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile and dependent without moving, without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical exam comes from the template, including neurological musculature examination. In the musculature examination, kindly mention there is a severe spasm of the quadratus lumborum bilaterally. Paravertebral muscle is in spasm at L1 and L5, L1 to L5, with several trigger points. In the musculoskeletal examination, on inspection and palpation, as from the template, the spine tenderness is noticed from L5, S1, and SI joints. And there is a paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 with several trigger points, 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension 15, bilateral side flexion 15, and rotation 20. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reduce the pain are as follows. Cervical spine, Sperling is negative, Hoffman is negative, lumbar LH or Lermit test negative, distraction test negative, and Soto-Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. And lower spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Cross leg raise test is positive. Brudzinski-Kernick test negative. And Bregar test negative. CAM test is positive. Brudzinski sign negative. SI joint bilaterally are tender with positive Faber test, Gonsalan test, and positive tendon flexion test, distraction test, and iliocompression test. Extremities. The only positive Pathology is found in the right hand and wrist, which will be dictated separately. Rest of the upper extremity on the right and the left upper extremity and both lower extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the right hand reveals that there is a numbness and tingling of all the five fingers constantly. Motor power is 4/5, grip is poor. There is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture, contusion, no angulation deformity, no thinner prominence, muscle atrophy. However, range of motion is normal. And carpotunnel testing was found positive with Tinel sign positive and Phelan sign positive. Diagnosis. Please review the chart, plan of care from template, treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week for Nicole Owens to focus on the neck, lower back, and the carpotunnel for the right with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Disability patient is considered work disabled, household replacement, transportation, medications. Non-narcotic, Celebrex, 200 a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Sifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 is for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg at night for pain relief and GAD disorder, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Furoset for headache relief, Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief, Ambien is for sleep. Maps and labs have been reviewed and ordered. Refer to home exercise plan, non-pharmacological modalities, psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records and medical records not available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Investigations are on hold right now until the next visit, until we can get the records from the hospital. And follow-up visit will decide. DMEs. The patient is provided with a cervical collar and a back brace for further healing. Education, yes. And follow-up visit is in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Yes. Thank you.